Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to yet another edition of TGP Radio. As always, I'm your host, Vin, and let's get this show underway. A little bit of technical difficulties there at the start. Internet died right now starting the show, which is the exact wrong time for that to happen, but we appear to be good, hopefully. It doesn't matter, because I've called in now, and everything's good, I hope. This week, defensive line prospects, maybe depending on how it goes. If there's time left over, maybe we'll do offensive line at the end. And, fun times. Draft is getting ever so closer, and a couple weeks left. And, fun times abound. All right, Blots in the chat and in the shout box. Telling nobody to call in. But luckily for me, I've already got a caller. I got two callers. All right. The first here is Butta, I believe. Put him on right there. Hello, sir.
Good evening.
All right. And there's Butta. And here is Razor. Right there. Hello, sir.
How's it going?
All right, going good. Let's see here. Cherry said that he was going to call in, and he's nowhere to be found again, so now is the time that we talk smack about Cherry. Except I got nothing to say this time.
Let's talk about how bad Cherry's opinions are and how much he hates my mock draft.
They're terrible. Unfortunately, for this episode, I don't know any of his opinions about any of these players, so I can't talk smack about his hatred of anybody. So, oh well. Yeah.
Who cares anyway?
Before we get this started, Razor, what are the Denver Broncos doing? What are they doing? Enlighten me.
I really wish I could enlighten you. I assume we're going the route of the Philadelphia 76ers, and we're tanking.
Just tanking.
Making a good break. It's we won our Super Bowl. Now we can just fuck off and do whatever the hell we want.
Yep. Time to relax, everybody.
Yep.
Yeah, so
I thought it was okay,
Ryan,
right?
He's trying. LA is trying, but I mean, we have it's basically like, you know, when you got the Jenga tower and you pulled out all the blocks and it's just really, really tall now. And now it's just starting to fall down. That's just what's happening right now.
Yeah.
I mean, but what could you ask for Clady, who hasn't played in like 2 years? Like, do you think you would have got more than a fifth round from someone else? And then you won a Super Bowl without him, so he's definitely expendable.
Right.
You get
signed Russell Okung for basically nothing. So I think getting him off the cap is probably, you know, worth just only getting a fifth rounder out of it. But even still, I think that's a fair compensation.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was really smart by the Jets, of course, and I mean, the Broncos, and it helps the salary cap also. So now, you know, you can get a cap if you need to. So I thought it was a good trade all around. I know some people are poo-pooing it, but I liked it.
Yeah, my thoughts on the Broncos is more so, What the hell are we doing at quarterback? It's gonna
Oh, yeah.
suck. But I mean, you gotta deal with the chips, you know, you're dealt. We've given up all our chips. Our good karma is going down the toilet.
Yeah, it's all gone. I mean, you guys have to be trading up for a quarterback at this point, right?
I would assume so, but we're not going to get one of the top two guys unless one of them falls past 15 somehow.
Cody Kessler might be available there.
Yeah, I heard Cody Kessler might be available, and that he's apparently the best quarterback in this draft class.
Yeah, but you got to give up the rest of your draft to get that.
Yep.
Just trade all our picks to the Titans and then take Cody Kessler first overall.
Perfect fit. Perfect fit.
Yep.
But yeah, it's just, I don't know. That I mean, I guess the trade. I mean, it absolutely makes sense on the Jets part with DeBrickshaw Ferguson retiring out of nowhere. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. I guess I expect a little bit more, especially the fact that you guys are giving them a 7th round pick. I mean, that's just like, yeah, we'll give you a 5th for them, but we really need something else in return.
Yeah, don't want to get too screwed over by this. You know, we're just taking this guy off your hands. It's fine. You know, you just need a little something extra for it.
Yeah, just throw in something, just anything. Maybe a 7th. That'll be all right. All right, I guess that's the main tidbit of news that is happened this week. No Kaepernick trade, which who knows if that's even alive anymore
that's
at this
probably
point.
Off the table
so
now.
Yeah, I would assume so. So look forward to the draft and see what the next Denver Bronco quarterback is going to be. Fun times. All right, so this week defensive line prospects. And whatnot seems to be pretty deep in terms of defensive end, at least in my very limited scannings and whatnot. What's the? I guess we'll start with this. What's the general consensus of Joey Bosa? Is he actually the best prospect in this class, or did you guys have other favorites instead of him?
That's a tough question. He's not my top prospect. It's hard to say who is. A lot of these guys are kind of around the same, but I'm not as hyped on Bosa as most people. I think he's a great prospect, but I'm not aboard this train that he's the number one in the class.
Yeah, when I look at Joey Bosa, I'm actually kind of concerned that he won't like just be a big star. Like I'm expecting like a solid, consistent production, but I don't ever expect him to be like this great player. My top guy is actually Emmanuel Ogba. I really like how fast he is, how he moves, and I think he can make a big impact in the pro game.
That's your number one DM?
Yeah, Emmanuel Ogba.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, Bosa, he's not as athletic as you would want for, like, a top-tier defensive end. He's much more of a run stopper. He's a little stiff. I mean, he has real good hands, but he has no speed on the edge. And if you don't have speed on the edge in college, it's going to be tough to think you'll have it in the pros. So that's my only concern with him is when people get defensive ends that high, they expect them to be, you know, nightmares off the edge in passing situations, and I'm not sure he'll be able to give you that. I after watching him, I think he'll be better in like a J.J. Watt role where he's in like a 3-4 and they're doing a lot of blitzes and stunts because, you know, he's quicker on the inside than those bigger guys, and I think that'll be the best way to get pass rush out of him. Against the run, I think he'll be fine in whatever scheme. It's just his pass rush ability. I don't see it as a top-tier prospect.
Yeah, I heard he compares sort of favorably to Chris Long when he came out about 8 years ago. I think if he hits that, if he hits that ceiling, that's good for him.
Yeah, I mean, both has good. He's really good technique, so that helps. He uses his hands really well, but you know, it's just like I said, it's that explosion that he lacks, his get off and everything. So, I mean, I kind of felt that way the first time I watched him, and then this year, especially, he just doesn't. I don't know. It's just something about him. He's built, you know, fine and everything. He's definitely naturally strong. It's just his speed. I don't think is there. So, but I think he's a good prospect to. I don't know if I could pick any defensive end that's better than him, because the other guys don't have the complete package. You know, they might be better pass rushers, but they might not be better, you know, overall. So maybe he probably is my number one DN, but he's not my number one prospect in this draft.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I think at the very least he'll be stout against the run, and he won't be like a liability as a pass rusher. So.
Yes.
All right. Fair enough. All right, let's see here. Where else do I want to go? I think that was it. I think that's the show. So.
Good show.
Yes, yeah, so all my ideas left me. They went away, all of them.
But Ben, there are so many defensive line prospects.
I know there are. There are.
And the Jags might even be taking one of them.
It's deep, and there's a bunch of players. Some dude named Bronson Cafuzzi. That's an amazing name.
Oh man, you brought him up, so now I got to talk about him. He's one of my favorites. Terry sniped me really hard in the draft, like the pick before me. That hurt my soul. But I really like Bronson Cafuzzi. Like, he is such an underrated player, and I think there's a lot of them this year. But Bronson is like 6'6", 6'7", but his ability to be low and get around the edge, to lean on the edge, is like incredible for someone his size. I like his hands, good speed, explosion. Like, this guy's he's like Energizer Bunny. He never stops till the play's over. So this is a guy I think you could end up putting at a 3-4 outside linebacker, or if you wanted to use him in a 4-3, he's long enough. I mean, because he's 6'7", he's almost 300 pounds. Like, I really like this guy. I was going to bring him up later, but that's one of my underrated picks right there for the DMs.
Yeah, I remember reading the draft chat, and you're just like, Cherry, oh man, why'd you do that to me?
Yeah, I got
Cherry,
like,
you know, took
him
first instead of taking someone picked him second.
I was mad because I saw, like, you know, he picked someone, like you said, and so I saw that name, and I wasn't paying attention. I was like, okay, my guy's still there. And then everyone fixed it, and I was like, oh, crap. I was like, did he pick? He just took the guy I was about to draft. I was so upset.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, the name in and of itself is amazing. I mean, that's the name of a star. And then we look down, and this is how the show's going. We're just going off of names. And then I see there's a dude named Jihad, and – Are we really naming our kids Jihad now?
Certain people are naming their kids Jihad.
Jihad Ward. Yep. Mhm.
Yeah, because he picked up in the name.
I don't know. I know absolutely nothing about him. It's fascinating. It's just fascinating. I would think that, you know, that'd be something that you know. Might not want to name your kid that, maybe. But
I don't think it means the same thing. I don't know. I've seen that name a lot though, but I would.
Okay.
I would imagine it does. It's not that Jihad.
it probably is, but not in the same. Probably doesn't have the same connotation as.
not the same holy war connotation. Yeah.
No, it's just more like a war against being the oppressed or whatever it is.
Yeah. Fun times. Fun times. All right. So, yeah, I honestly have no idea where to go with this. It seems like usually some of these shows I do, I got nothing. Both that I wanted to kind of cover a little bit because there seems to be somewhat of a lacky consensus. Usually there's like that one guy that everybody seems to fall in love with. Let's see, right? I mean, Razor likes Ogba. What do you get thoughts on a guy like DeForest Buckner out of Oregon? I know that's a guy that I've seen somewhat mocked to the Jags, or at least I've seen his name thrown out there. Again, I know absolutely nothing about him, so, you know, I just see names thrown out there. And I guess, what are the thoughts?
Yeah, Buckner, like I said, this draft, there's a lot of guys I don't agree with that are, like, highly touted. And Buckner's probably number one on that list, followed by Bosa. I still like Bosa. Buckner, I don't see it at all. I mean, 6'7", you know, 300, almost 300 pounds, I get it. That looks nice. It reminds you of Eric Armstead from last year. Oregon gets these big basketball player type dudes. I don't know where they get them from. But I don't see it on the field at all. Like, he stands up too high. Like, he has no type of strength against the double team. He gets moved too easily. I don't like his pass rush at all. Like, he goes hard, but he doesn't know what he's doing at all. He doesn't get off the block. He's just kind of pushing around with dudes. And, yeah, every once in a while when you stun and twist him, he'll get to the quarterback. But he has no natural pass rush ability. So, and if you can't do that and you're not that great against the run, then I don't understand where the hype is coming from. Like, yeah, he's athletic, he's big, he can move well, but that's about it. Like, that's not a top five pick to me. And I see him going to, like, the Ravens or, like you said, the Jags, like, anywhere in the top five. And I'm just like, why? I don't even think he's better than Eric Armstead was last year.
So, and Eric Armstead, didn't he even, like, didn't he get picked in the second round even? Like, he didn't even make the first round.
I think he got picked in the first round with 49ers. Like, the
mid. I thought he was, like, late in the second. God, I don't remember these guys.
I thought he was, like, 15. I don't know.
Like, I know he didn't, like, do anything for the 49ers, but no, he was middle of the first round. Huh.
Yeah, 17, I was close. Yeah, first round, 17. Yeah, he went about the middle of the round. I thought it was a good pickup for them, but, yeah, like you said, he didn't start that much or whatever. But that's, like, and I don't think Buckner's better than him. I don't.
Yeah. I'm not too fussed on him either. Like, I see him, and I'm just like, yeah, sure, he's got nice size, but do you really want your defensive end off the edge to be 6'7"? Is he really going to get leverage past the offensive tackle with that? He's not even that fast either, like, fast for his size. So
yeah,
he doesn't really provide anything extra to the table. Maybe if he was a defensive tackle and you had him pushing up the middle, maybe. But I'm not seeing it.
And also, like, he's a 3-4 defensive end. Like, I mean, you could put him inside in a 4-3, but his natural position is a 3-4 defensive end. So he doesn't even have position versatility, and which usually you would want in somebody that's a top-5 pick, unless it's a quarterback, of course. But he has, like, you know, he has no position versatility. I don't think you could put him – if you put him in a 4-3, that would be the worst mistake ever. This guy's not going to give you anything off the edge like that. So, I don't know. This one's a head scratcher. I really don't see what the hype is about him.
I guess people see the body and they think, okay, we can make this work. We can coach him up. And, you know, maybe they'll put more faith in their ability to coach the player up than what they've actually seen on the field.
Yeah, which is usually the case. But do you make that guy a top-5 pick, though? Because I think Armstead was in the exact same position, and it would make more sense to me if he was being mocked in, like, the middle of the first round than in the top five, because that's when I'm like, okay, I don't see him going that high. Like, you could draft potential later on, but not in the top five. In the top five, you got to get more of a short name.
Yeah. Like, I haven't fallen to the Giants at 10, and now I'm not even sure about that.
Well, the Giants tend to just pick defensive linemen, so
yeah,
you might be right.
It's always possible.
Yeah. All right, I guess we'll do. I'll go kind of vague on this. Biggest bust potential in this, for, I guess, for the higher tiered guys. Is it Bosa, like you guys have already mentioned, or is it somebody else that you guys have kind of seen or watched that you think somebody's going to take way too early and it's just going to be a massive failure?
Man, there's a lot of them. I mean, like, I was thinking, names kept popping up in my head. Okay, you got Noah Spence. I think Noah Spence is probably number one on that list, followed
yeah,
by Robert Condenci. You got I have a long list. You got Kevin Dodd from Clemson because he's more of a one-year wonder. You got Buckner, like we just said, and you got Sheldon Rankins and A'shaun Robinson. All of them, I think, have bust potential.
Man.
Yeah, I agree with most of those off the board. I'm a bit higher on Rankins, but like the rest of them, I can see it for all of them.
Can you convince me on Rankins, please? I know you and Campen are really hot for this guy. And I know he had a good Senior Bowl, but the tape, I don't see it. He's another guy. I'm just like, why is everyone so excited about him? And he's only like 6'2", something like that.
Yeah, he's like 6'1", so he's like Vince Wilfork size, really. Not quite as heavy.
Wolfat.
Wolfat.
I mean, well, yeah, so I'll listen to your argument. Can you convince me on Rankins, please?
I'm going to have a hard time with that. I mean, it's more general feel for him. I don't watch as much tape as a lot of people, but, like, I see guys who impress me, and mostly I've just seen the Senior Bowl. So, like, I haven't broken down his game tape, but what I saw in the Senior Bowl, and if you can have a coach consistently have him, you know, stick to that pad level and show that aggression, I would be really impressed with him.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if it was the Senior Bowl, because I still haven't watched him in the Senior Bowl, so I haven't got a chance to get wild like everybody else. I just going off what I saw from the season. But that's the thing with the draft, man. Between the end of the season and now, like, these guys change their body so much, you know, whether they're losing weight, putting on muscle, whatever, and they just look like different players sometimes. You know, the combine, people get caught up in that, in the pro days, Senior Bowl even, and it's. But that's why I like always going back to the tape, because I'm like, yeah, that tells you one thing, but then you look at what they do on the field, and it's like, okay, you know, that's when you got to really make the judgment call. But Rankins, like, confuses me. I was like, why did everyone start liking him all of a sudden?
Yeah, he's definitely higher on the its potential more than his floor that you see on him.
Yeah. Do you have an opinion between Jaren Reed and A'shaun Robinson from Bama?
I take Jaren Reed 10 out of 10 times. I have no faith in A'shaun Robinson at all.
Yeah, isn't it funny everyone's on the Reed train now? Like, it was all A'shaun Robinson. I saw him, like, number one a few times, like, early on. And then now it's like, oh, you think Reed is better. It's like the guy that played next to him all year. And I agree with you. I'm with Jaren Reed. A'shaun's like, he looks like Kimbo Slice, and he's like 19. I get it. That's intriguing. But other than that, it's like, he's a big, strong dude, but, like, yeah, he's got bust written all over him.
It's okay. Kimbo Slice couldn't play football either.
All right, so we've – let's see here. Yeah, I was going to make a terrible joke about how far Robert Kimbicha was going to fall, but that's in poor taste, so I won't do that.
Can't believe D-Mac took him third in our mock draft.
Dude, I forgot all about that. I was like, did he, like, do a long typo? What is that?
I kind of just had to make sure. I was like, are you sure you're taking Kimbicha? Because, you know, you're asking me to post it, and I don't want to be wrong, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Fun times. All right, so
yeah,
you two kind of, or at least Bud a little bit, have disliked the top two prospect and defensive tackle, at least kind of what I'm seeing in rankings and Robinson. So with those two out of the way, who are your favorites at the defensive tackle position?
Ooh. Good question.
Well, I already named my number one guy, if that helps. I think Jaron Reed's got a ton of potential. I really like what I see. So.
Yeah, I like Jaron Reed. I think the guy that's getting, like, a little bit of attention that will probably be big time is Jonathan Bullard from Florida. And I think because he played defensive end, like true DN, he doesn't get as much attention, but there's no way he's a DN in the next level. I think he's a three technique a lot. Reminds me a lot of Aaron Donald coming out. Like, he showed that he can hold his own in the SEC on the edge, but his body is not that, you know, it's not built for the league. So I think definitely inside he's going to have the athletic edge already. And he's really good with his hands and everything. He's explosive off the ball, like, ridiculously. And I think his pass rush game is pretty high. So putting him inside against guards and centers is going to be real trouble, especially if he ends up like Aaron Donald, where he goes to a team that already has edge rushers. And so now he gets a lot of freedom inside because there's not a lot of double teams. So I think he's a very underrated guy.
Yeah, like in the mock draft, I know you were trying to trade up to 32, and I was like, oh, I hope Bullard's still going to be there if I trade down. Luckily,
yeah.
He was.
I was hoping he fell to Dallas, and I'm like, oh, man, somebody took him. But it's understandable. I think he might sneak into the first round, maybe second round, if people can keep him quiet. But I like Kenny Clark out of UCLA. He's a nose tackle, so he might not go real high. But I think he's really good, pretty athletic for a nose tackle. And like you said, Jaron Reed, probably a lot better than Nashawn Robinson as far as defensive tackles.
Yeah. Got, like, any sleeper picks? Like guys who would go, like, late rounds?
Oh, I mean, besides Bullard, he won't be late round. But I like Austin Johnson out of Penn State. I like him a lot. Like, that is a big dude, but he can move. He's about 6'4". I don't know what he weighed in at, but he played around 320. But he can move, and I think he'll be pretty good. Another bust, I'm sorry, is Adolphus Washington. I don't get him either from Ohio State. Oh, and my other sleeper, Sheldon Day from Notre Dame. I think if he goes to a 3-14, he's going to really wreak havoc. Like, this dude is a legit football player. He doesn't have the measurables, but that guy's a spark plug, man. He gets after it real hard. So, all my Notre Dame players got to get him love. So, I think he'll be a sleeper.
Yeah, Notre Dame seems to have a lot of good players coming out. I'm just like, yeah, I want this Notre Dame center. I want this Notre Dame wide receiver. I want Jalen Smith. God damn it.
Man, I wish Jalen didn't get hurt. I know that's another conversation, but that's so sad.
Yeah.
I think he would have been my best player in this draft, to be honest. It would have been real close with him and Ramsey.
Yeah, he's definitely, like, healthy. I think he's in my top five for sure. I'd probably just put him behind Tunsil and Ramsey. But, I mean, he's right up there.
And then what do you think about Andrew Billings from Baylor? This guy was a powerlifting champ in high school, so we know he can lift the house.
Yeah. I don't know. It's always hard to see these weightlifting guys translate. So, I don't know. I feel like I'd worry more about his health than anything. Mm-hmm. So.
And Billings is kind of short, dude. 6 foot.
He's like 6 foot on the dot. So.
Yeah.
Did he weigh in at 6 feet, really?
Yeah, 6'3", 311.
Oh, man. His play height was listed at 6'2", but, you know, they always do that.
Of course. They do that for everyone.
Yeah, let me double check this. I'm pretty sure here.
Darren Sproles is like legitimately only 5'3".
Yeah, 6'1", something like that. He's not exactly. I mean, he's over 300.
Yeah,
he's got that going for him, but
he's good too. I mean, people forget Aaron Donald's probably around that height too. But that gives you leverage. That gives you natural leverage. And he's pretty quick. I like him. I really like him. It's just tough for me to want to take a Big 12 defensive player because the Big 12 is not known for defending too well. So those guys have never coached well. But he's an impressive prospect if you get him on the right team. I think at first people were talking about first round, but he'll probably go second roundish. But he's pretty good, too. I like him better than Rankin, so.
I'll have to give this tape a look. One day.
We'll see.
Yeah.
So Bud has made me sad. Cut my picks in Dolphus Washington and Kevin Dodd. Not big fans of those. I didn't snatch Austin Johnson last round for the I think it's the Vikings.
Yeah.
You don't really need him, but I figured, hey, why not? He was there.
Yeah, you sniped me. I was actually going to pick Adolphus and Austin Johnson. You sniped me twice. I remember that. Because I was like, at this point, I was like, Dallas, I've drafted no D-line, and I was like, I really have to get somebody. And
somebody.
You just kept sniping me. I was like, what is this? All right, whatever. but Kevin Dodd, I'll say I don't dislike him. It's just he's a one-year wonder. He's a lot of a pass rush specialist. His run defense isn't really there as far as, you know, how to set the edge and everything. But I think he has potential, definitely. You get these guys every year that really just flash 1 year of pass rush ability and people take a gamble on them. So I don't think he's bad. I think he's a real mature guy. Just listening to him and seeing him in interviews, like, he's a hard worker. I think he can make it. So I don't want to say that he's bad. It's just he has bust potential.
Well, as long as no one, you know, trades into the top five to take him, I'm sure they'll be fine. Miami.
Oh, my God, yeah. I thought it was Lane Johnson. I still remember that trade. I was like, they're taking Lane Johnson. And they took Deion Jordan, and I was almost threw up. I was like, what is going on?
Yeah. Didn't they take Juwan James, too, in that same year? Or was that the year after? I don't remember. Dolphins?
I think that was the year after. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. I hate the Dolphins. Thanks for reminding me. They always ruin my streak. Usually, like, in a draft, I'm watching it with somebody. I'll give, like, three picks that I think it'll be. And I'm pretty good. And two people that messed me up, Juwan James that year and Bruce Irvin. When the Seahawks drafted Bruce Irvin, I was like, who is that?
Yeah.
Completely ruined me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always
always good.
Seems like the past couple seasons we haven't really had too many of those. It's just like complete head scratchers. Seems like it.
Yeah, I feel like teams make these picks that make sense in some context, but they're just bad picks.
Yeah. I would love to be in a draft room.
Would you like to be in Chip Kelly's draft room?
No. It's probably just him in there.
But yeah, he just throws away all your notes. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Chip, compile these notebooks full of notes and stuff on all these players. Okay, thanks. In the trash they go. Thanks, Chip.
Just let me just put in my old wood chipper over here.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for all the hard work you've done. That'll do. That's enough.
We're taking Marcus Smith. Who the fuck's Marcus
Smith?
No!
Kelly's just sitting there like, Oregon player? Nope, don't draft him. Oregon player? Nope, don't draft him. Oregon player? Yes, all right, draft him.
Yeah.
So, we get to look forward to the Vernon Adams project in San Francisco?
Oh, man.
But he transferred, didn't he, from, like, Washington State or something?
Yeah,
yeah,
he transferred from Washington State, so.
Yeah, he's not a chip guy. Doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
And really, what's the difference between Vernon Adams and Kaepernick? I mean,
Kaepernick's
both are athletic, mobile guys, right?
What are you talking about? Kaepernick's a Bronco. Well, he's going to be when the season starts.
Yeah.
So pick him
but
only
place. After the 49ers release him and we sign him on the cheap.
Too much money. Yeah. You know what? You can't really complain because you got a Super Bowl out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm perfectly fine accepting this as a tank year.
All right.
I think the strategy is just go 2-14 and take whoever the top quarterback in next year's draft is.
Winning. Yeah. I mean, why not?
Broncos probably end up with Hackenberg. I feel it.
I think the quarterbacks we're looking at are Dak Prescott, Connor Cook, and Kevin Hogan.
Kevin Hogan.
Dak.
Kevin Hogan is just like the sleep pick, like out of nowhere. Oh yeah, he's gonna be our franchise because those Stanford ties.
True.
Yeah. I mean, I was looking up Dak Prescott the other day, and it's just like, you know, if his name was just Dak, I think that'd be all right. But then you've got Rain Dakota Prescott, and that's not the name of a winning quarterback. It's just
Dakota Prescott.
That's the name of a girl trying to be a quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. Although I don't know if it's Rain or Ryan, but it's Rayne. So that if it's Ryan, that's you can't do that.
No.
Is he Native American? I'm just talking in my head. I mean, I guess I can see it a little mixed.
Let's see here, my slow internet. Let's see here. I don't know. Let's see. Well, but yeah, I was looking up his name and it's just like that's his full name. So I figured, you know, Dak Dakota, that's fine. But then you throw in the Rain, and that's
His parents are named Nathaniel and Peggy, and he has brothers named Tad and Jace. I think that's about as white as you get.
Oh man, and he got stuck with that. All right. This thing's fixing.